Hi.
Good to see you. To reach the top, you've got to keep on moving. Don't let it stop, just got to keep on moving. I know you're doing your best. You're stepping up from the rest. Just keep on passing the test. Good to see you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today
we are
over here.
Inside the business school in Barcelona.
Good. Well, this is our reception area where we welcome all the students, the new students.
Okay.
We are always here available from Monday to Friday from 9 to 6. We try to give support to all the new students with accommodation, residency papers. We are always available for any questions or concerns they may have, especially when they just arrived in Barcelona.
Okay.
This is our notice board and our screen where they have all their schedules always updated.
Okay.
So in case they don't remember their schedule, their timetable is always there.
Uh-huh, okay, interesting.
Yes. And we try to post any important news in the notice board so they can check it every day. Okay?
And you told me you have very good support, for example, if someone arrives, he can't speak.
Of course, when any student is arriving to Barcelona, especially when maybe it's their first time here, we try to give like good support, you know, always being available for them. We try to answer all the questions about accommodation. We even try to help them with accommodation, to look for rooms available. We try to advise them on the neighborhoods that they're like near the school.
Okay.
We even sometimes talk with the agencies or with the landlords in Spanish if they need to.
Okay. So for example, if someone wants to rent a place and he doesn't have experience, then you are going to help them.
Yes. 100% sure. Yes, of course. Yes.
Great, great.
We are always available for that.
Fantastic.
We also give guidance regarding residency papers.
Okay.
It's like three simple steps you have to make and take appointments, but it's not easy when you come for your first time to Barcelona.
I see.
Especially when it's not your language. So we fill out the forms for them, we take the appointments, we remind them of the appointments and the importance of they to take responsibility for the residency papers.
I see.
Because if not, it's a big problem. So they have to be very responsible with the due dates and with their appointments. And we, of course, give guidance and support.
Fantastic.
Regarding that.
Great.
Yes.
Thank you.
We're using four different classrooms. Now on Friday's afternoon, the campus is empty because there are no classes.
Okay.
So this is classroom number one. It's like the biggest classroom we have.
Okay. This is the biggest room.
Yes.
But it's interesting.
It's nice.
It is very nice.
So
what do they study here? Business, right?
Yes. We have four bachelors. I'm in level four, business management, tourism, hospitality, strategic management. Currently for June intake students, we have also level seven, strategic management. Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is nice.
Yes. We encourage the students always to be present, to attend their in-person classes.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can follow up the material and the content given easily.
I see.
This is a good opportunity to talk to people from other countries, different cultures. We try always to be very respectful with other cultures, others' beliefs. So we try to create this like kind environment for everyone.
Good. First of all, you said that the students come here and study the management, something related
management.
To business and this kind of
leadership
thing.
Leadership too.
Leadership.
Yes.
And do you think there is a good opportunity to find any kind of job? I mean, during the study, after the study, any kind of job fair or exhibitions?
Yes, for sure. The student, we try to encourage the students to start with internships mm-hmm. with their student visa. They are allowed to work 30 hours per week.
Okay.
So this means that, of course, when they arrive here, they first have to do their residency papers. And once they have their residency card, mm-hmm. they start looking for internships.
Okay.
Like, there are a lot of offers regarding business management and tourism hospitality, especially here in Barcelona, of course. So we try to update on any news about internships available in a special folder we make for them in the Google Classroom.
Okay.
We use always the Google tools mm-hmm. and to provide information, and we have this special folder made for them, and we post there every internship that is available.
So students could use the benefits of internship, they could yes. have the chance to, and I understood that the campus is not that big, so they have kind of friendly atmosphere, am
yes,
I correct?
For sure, yeah, 100%. Like, they spend a lot of time here. We have this like student lounge and mm-hmm. also an IT lab. So they have these two different like spaces where they can study together or uh-huh. just enjoy their free time between classes or after class. Sometimes they gather together when they have doubts about the content that was given in a class.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they really have a good time, not only thinking about their studies, but also, like I was saying, it's like very enriching with, I mean, they can gather together and share their different experiences.
Good.
Yeah, and it's a very, very nice environment.
And you know, the last question would be regarding the study itself, because I understand that its bachelor is normally 4 years and master's for 2 years.
Yes. Well, all that information is from Matthew O'Doctorida. She's from Iran too. She's the head of academics.
Fantastic.
Yes. Yeah.
Fantastic.
And she will can provide all the information about the programs. But yes, I mean, the programs here are shorter, so I think bachelor's is 2 or 3 years, but of course we will provide you with all the information.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Let's continue then.
Okay.
So I can see the campus, toilets and places, classrooms, principals. Okay, good. So where are you from?
I'm from Argentina.
So you're not also originally from Spain?
No, I'm not. I speak Spanish.
It's totally international atmosphere.
Totally, yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah, that's very, I mean, I enjoy that very much, yeah.
This is the computer lab, may I?
The IT lab. It's the classroom number 3.
Okay.
Where the IT classes are being held.
Okay, I see. Great. Bacha, we believe. همه چی براتون فراهمه برای اینکه درس بخونید و کار بکنید تحقیق کنید. So
if we come over here, we have the student lounge where they have
vending. This is the student lounge.
Yeah.
When they study after some studies, when they're tired, they can come here.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
they spend free spare time here, and they have the terrace.
They have a trace.
When it's sunny, yeah.
Okay. بچه بینید چقدر باحال این فضا. درسی خوندیم بعدش بینید. Yes. Thank you very much. So you have this place. You can go even with balls and play here, you know. It's cool. So for resting, this is the best, nice place. It's really a warm atmosphere. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they have a classroom here, number 4. Cool. ببین بچه کلاساشون همه جور امکانات داره. They have all facilities for you to study. You know, it's not that big, which is very good for you as international students, but the classrooms are really facilitated and the small atmosphere gives you the opportunity to talk to your professor even in a closer way. So.
We come over here. We have the IT lab. Mm-hmm. Here the students have computers available all the time if they want to do some research. Mm-hmm. They have to submit an assignment. Sometimes they gather all together here to do some, like, how do you say, brain work?
Oh, okay, brainstorming.
Brainstorming, that's what I want to say. Yeah.
Okay.
So they use this space a lot. We have this library, but we also have a digital library with all the materials, the books they may need.
You have a digital library for research of the students.
Yes.
Great.
Yes. We provide the students with a password and they can access the digital library whenever they want.
Perfect. Yes. Wonderful. Okay.
Yes. And well, now we're going to the other hallway and we end in the reception area.
Great.